This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
One of the things I like about betting on basketball is you can always find new player props or game props that I like. And on FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine the props and other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's the same game parlay bet. You can find them only on FanDuel. Right now, I like Jonas's rebounds. I like Kyle Anderson's steals. How can you not? And then throw in the point spread. You got a parlay. And right now, if you fall one leg short, you get $25 back each day if you're one game short with same game parlay insurance, up to $25. Easy to use, easy to download. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Use promo code Calkins to sign up. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis's Sports Station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to open one and stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table. Term. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
Man, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday. Gonna take the yay out of it. It's Friday because it looks like the Memphis Tigers will get to it. Are certainly getting screwed. If you have been listening before, you know already. If you haven't, welcome. We're gonna tell you about that. Also gonna tell you about the Memphis Grizzlies absolutely mobbing last night on the Los Angeles Clippers, second best team in the West. And what do you know? Memphis Grizzlies team that lost two straight comes out against a Clippers team, yes, second in the West. And they absolutely roll them. Fantastic performance from the Grizzlies, specifically from a couple of guys, including Tyus Jones. He was fantastic, especially shooting the ball, 9 of 11. We will get to that. Saw some great Justice Winslow. Just in terms of signs, right? Yep. I think we all saw some great signs.
That's right. That play, obviously, against Kawhi Leonard.
No doubt. Just took the ball from him. Yep. Not sure how many guys in the NBA would even try to do that in the first place, much less have the capability to do it. Justice Winslow did it last night. So plenty to get to with the Grizzlies, but
I mean, we got up. This is huge news for the Tigers.
Yes.
For the rest of the season, their chances for the tournament.
Yeah, we're going to be joined by Rob Doster, and we're also going to be joined, of course, by Rob Fisher from the Memphis Grizzlies,
yes.
Pre and post sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies. But there is big news today that we probably just need to go ahead and get into. And then, unfortunately, it involves a local team being undeniably screwed here. Now, it is by the letter of the law. It is by the letter of the law, so that is where you have to start. But there was a March 7th game, as we've all been talking about for the last several weeks, that is going to take place between Memphis and Houston. That game was scheduled to take place inside FedEx Forum. It was going to be a great showcase of Memphis on CBS.
Yeah, next Sunday.
An opportunity for Memphis to get a quad one opportunity, an opportunity to get a quad one win against Houston right here in Memphis. And this morning, Christian Fowler of Go Tigers 247 reported.
Tip to him.
Yeah, he reported that game is no longer going to take place in Memphis. It has been moved.
I'm going to spit out my coffee when I read it.
Back to Houston, and you're wondering, well, how the hell can they do this? What is this about? How is this legal? And unfortunately, this was something that was agreed upon by the AAC athletic directors before the season began. Of course, everybody knew COVID-19 would play a part. It would be something you had to plan for.
Mm-hmm.
And in the instance that, you know, a COVID pause was triggered by, you know, the road team, basically, and if you lost a home game against that team because of their COVID issues, you had the opportunity to trigger, basically, to default that game being moved back to your place in the event that the second one could be
played.
Because
you're changing up their travel plans. It's on you. I mean, I get that fundamentally.
Yes. So whoever did not have the issues, right, between
right.
the two teams gets the home game on the second one.
Sure.
And that's what's happening here, you know, with Memphis and Houston. So that's the letter of the law. But here is where Memphis is truly being screwed. And this is this, you know, that's what the AAC decided. You know, that's
you agreed to it beforehand.
Be. Exactly.
Okay, get that. But there's still a part of this that where Memphis is getting screwed. Go ahead.
The part of this that where Memphis is being screwed is that they don't have two games against Houston right now.
100%.
They have one.
Specifically, makes all the sense in the world. You're gonna move Memphis's home game, and this is gonna be a CBS game, feature game, right? So forget the shot that you're gonna have at home. Like you'd plan this for CBS was coming, right? That's an afternoon game.
Yep.
Right. You're not getting that opportunity now. Least you could do is give them two games down there, okay?
That's the least you could do.
You're giving Houston, and you're taking away the road game at Memphis. Where they look, I mean, this team's lost its three games in conference on the road, John. It's a little bit of a threat, isn't it? We've been talking about this. Y'all thought Kelvin was one going to protect his own interests. But you're taking that off the map. At least give them the two games down there.
Yep.
Play it Friday and Sunday. We've literally seen the precedent with UCF. You move them.
Yep.
So you think that you know you're screwing Memphis here. Let's just keep it what it is. Seems like the least you could do is give them two games. Make them Friday and Sunday both down there then. Right? Give them two shots. We've seen it before this season. Wouldn't be a first. I get the you agreed to, okay, look, you messed up. You know, Houston's got to change up some things. You guys agreed to this beforehand. I get you couldn't play. That was on you with the COVID pause.
Yep.
But the least you could do is give them a chance. And what it reeks of is that the AAC said it was looking out for its bubble teams.
That's exactly what they said. In fact, this is what they said on Wednesday of this week. Mike Oresko told the Wichita Eagle that the AAC will prioritize its bubble teams, that being Wichita State, SMU, and Memphis, with its scheduling decisions the final 2 weeks of the regular season and attempt to give those three teams the best opportunities. I can't give you the full details, but we're trying to arrange some other games so that Wichita will have a game to replace the SMU game. So that's what he said about Wichita, that he said, we want to get certain key games in and try to give our teams the best chance to qualify for the NCAA tournament. Okay. Well, then reschedule the second Houston game.
Memphis' best chance is to have two chances against Houston, which it already had in front of it anyway, with time to reschedule.
Reschedule the second Houston game.
That's the point here.
The first
it's not like Memphis didn't have to. Memphis and Houston, which has, what, one game scheduled between now and then? It's South Florida on Sunday. They got all the time in the world, including a time on Friday, to play two games, right, starting with Memphis first there, then on Sunday there. Doesn't make any sense. So to go back to the point, AAC says it's prioritizing its bubble teams or teams that are close. What it's really prioritizing is Houston's seed in the NCAA tournament, a team that's your top team that clearly had tipped to Houston. You know, typically the way this thing goes is when you're at the top of the heap in the conference, they'll usually nod your way, right? I mean, we get that. But in taking an opportunity away from Memphis, a bubble team, had two shots at Houston, all you're really doing is prioritizing Houston's seed here. Houston, there were two opportunities to lose to Memphis. You take one of those off, and the fact is the toughest one was going to be here.
Yep.
You make it one
That's
down
right.
there now.
That's right.
Right. This is about keeping Houston in that 3-2 slot, however high it can go.
Yep.
And forget the bubble teams. Remember how we were talking about South Florida? Forget Tulane, South Florida. Essentially, this is what they've done to you.
Which is
we thought you were up there with the
which
top
is cutting your nose off to spite your face as a conference. Let's be honest.
You're only worried about the one team here.
You should
be looking out for everybody.
It's bad business.
Houston's
now,
in.
Exactly. They're in. And by the way, they cannot. Their resume cannot improve with what's left on their schedule. Now, if you put another Memphis game on there, that gives you another opportunity. If you're Houston, you know, to add a quad 2 win or whatever Memphis ends up being. I don't know. It may end up being a quad 1. We'll see. Probably not. Probably going to be a quad 2. But quad 2 wins do matter. I mean, they are
punishing Memphis. I look at it this way. They're punishing Memphis for Houston's losses to Wichita State and East Carolina, because that is the issue here. Think about it. I mean, that's what, 2 of the last 6, I think, that they've played. But those were games that clearly nobody thought that Houston would lose. And that's why Houston right now is sitting on a 3-line rather than a 2-line. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And instead, because Houston's backed up against the corner now, they don't want to play Memphis twice.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That's the bottom line. And so because they've dropped off here, those two losses in particular, Memphis the one getting punished because you take away the two opportunities. Doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
Because they know they would more than likely split with Memphis. They know they would more than likely split those two games.
Which could further drop them down. You're
yes.
prioritizing Houston and its seed. Houston's already in the tournament,
yep,
as opposed to giving bubble teams a real shot at coming up. But pulling them up,
yep,
right? Prioritizing the in this case, you know, Memphis, we'll see with Wichita State, trying to get them in as opposed to holding Houston in the spot that it's in now in the NCAA tournament.
It's a sobering reality check, yeah, for Memphis. That's sort of the one of the big takeaways for me, because if you think back to the time when Memphis was the cream of the crop in Conference USA, they pretty much had carte blanche. You know, they called the shots because Memphis was the king. They were the king of the hill. And if Memphis wanted to host the Conference USA tournament, guess what? They hosted the Conference USA tournament. And it was to the point to where if it was ever not in Memphis, you remember this,
mm-hmm,
if it was ever not in Memphis, there was like outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you host this tournament in Tulsa? How could you host this tournament in El Paso? It should be in Memphis every single year.
Sure.
Right? Memphis had the say because they were the brand that got to the tournament every single year.
Then UConn had some of that. Once,
yep,
you transferred over to the,
yep,
AAC, we're,
yep,
going to have that thing at the XL Center. They sort of became that as Memphis got into the AAC and underperformed, let's
they
face
have.
It. And at that point, UConn, remember, they won a national championship. At that
they
at
did.
That point, UConn probably deserved it, but they got it. And now, clearly, it's in Houston's court. And I get that. I'm okay with that fundamentally, that the top dog, typically the one that's sort of running things at that time, sort of gets that tip of the cap from the league, that in some instances you're going to try to lean their way and help them out. But you're absolutely screwing the team below them that's trying to get up.
You're basically saying F you to Memphis right now is what you're doing. And look, Memphis,
they've won 23 straight at home, John. Houston. They're 13-0 there this season.
And I don't know how much better a win at Houston is. I know how much harder it will be to get a win at Houston.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much better it looks on a resume than just beating Houston and Memphis, right? Like, is it how many grades better is it? I don't know.
Well, it's a lot better. You beat them down there, but it's a lot harder,
exactly,
too. Let's face it.
Exactly.
I mean, this ain't about a crowd.
It's
and
a quad
home
one
court
win
advantage.
Either way.
It's about a team that's won 23 straight down there, and it's going to be much more comfortable. And what didn't you just watch it, John? You watched them destroy Western Kentucky
Kentucky, a team that Memphis lost to,
damn,
look like an NAIA team in the second half. They scored 19 in the second half.
So if you're going to move it to Houston, I get it. You agreed to it before the season. The least you could do,
that's right,
because there's room to reschedule,
that's right,
is give Memphis 2 down there. It's absolutely ridiculous that they're not getting 2 shots.
And it doesn't seem like
that is the proof that in this they're prioritizing Houston over this idea that we're going to look out for the bubble teams here.
Well, and
so the cookie's going to be what, John? Here's a Wichita State game that could be a quad one for you. Here's the problem. Joe Lunardi just told us, John, this week, you don't get in without that win over Houston.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Well, now you got to do it down there. You don't get the best opportunity you had to get it was here.
Yep.
Where Memphis is 10-1 this season at FedEx Forum.
Well, I think this is the part of the segment where we
they're getting hurt.
That the fact that Memphis has to lean on Houston being willing to play ball to get into the tournament is an indictment of their season.
You did not believe me when I told you that Kelvin might prioritize.
I've lost some respect for
seed.
Kelvin.
Protect what they've got, and especially, John, as the losses piled up in the AAC.
I have lost some respect for Kelvin Sampson because this is about Kelvin Sampson.
Well, it is because, John, if they don't lose to East Carolina, Wichita State, I'll bet you he gives Memphis the two games. I'll bet you he does because then he's not sitting where he is, which is right now currently on the three line.
Right.
He's sitting at a two. You're going to get your shots. He's at a point right now where he's backed up, doesn't want to lose. And, you know, what he stood – that's why you're out – look, he went out and scheduled Western Kentucky. You know what it did? It a blowout win, but it bumped him up two spots at the net. Like, Kelvin knows what he's doing, right? Goes out, sees good matchup, his good friend. Goes out, beats the mess out of him, moves up two spots in the net. I think they're number four now, John.
Yep.
That's all it's about for him right now. And what that doesn't include, right, is two games against Memphis. It's all about that. Yes, the rule is there, but we go back to the screw job of Memphis because you could reschedule this game and play it down there.
And I think
like
that's,
you did with UCF here.
That's where you have to step in and you have to say, I know that people are asking the question today that why would Houston do this? Well, all due respect, the games were on the schedule. Memphis and Houston were scheduled to play twice because of extenuating circumstances that nobody can control. We're in the middle of a pandemic, a once-in-a-century pandemic. Unfortunately, a game was lost. Okay, but the game was on the schedule. We're not just pulling this out of thin air. So this is where a commissioner, okay, who is, Mike Oresko is a businessman at the end of the day. He knows the more teams in the tournament for the AAC, the better it is for him.
We talked about that.
He's got to step in and say, look, I know you don't want to do this, but this isn't about what Kelvin Sampson wants. This is about what the league needs. That's what he said on Wednesday. So that's where you have to step in and say, fine, you don't want to play it in Memphis, we'll move it here. But your ass is playing two games against Memphis this season.
That's where I'm going back to, John, it's them. Yes, Houston's looked good against Western Kentucky, looked good against Cincinnati, absolutely blew them out. But it's their losses right now that's the reason you're doing this to Memphis. It's their stumbles here of late that you're punishing Memphis for. Memphis has actually played better basketball. Looks like a better team than the one that lost to Tulsa twice, right? We've seen it, 1-7 of 8. Penny's got them still playing great defense, but offensively they've looked better. Let's face it.
Yep.
They're the ones probably more deserving of it at this point with the way they're playing. Houston put itself in this boat by losing to East Carolina and Wichita State, right? But because they did that, you're punishing, you're taking it out on Memphis in this case as opposed to Houston. Like, again, it's not so much – you're not – if you give Memphis a second game but you play it at Houston, where's the – How is that not fair?
I think it's
how
more
is that
than
not
fair.
That's why I go back to, as you said, it all goes back to Kelvin.
It is.
He
man.
Don't want that second game, y'all. Penny been saying all week, if I've got my choice, I want Houston. They're the ones that are ranked. Kelvin Sampson don't want two with Memphis, and that's why he doesn't want that game rescheduled, and that's why Memphis is sitting where it's sitting. It's unfortunate, right? You're literally getting punished for Houston's late season woes here. At a time where the AAC says it's going to prioritize its bubble teams, including you, it's clearly just prioritizing Houston.
From a competitive angle, I understand why Houston would obviously make the request and have that game transferred to Houston because they did lose a home
game. You lost a home. That's fine. That's what I'm saying. You got that.
But it's like, okay, so if you're willing to do that, though, then you should be willing to make up the game.
Bro, you just bumped up South Florida to Tuesday.
What was the point of that? You know?
Now it's going to be to plug in Wichita State, I assume. Otherwise, what's the point at all? But again, in giving Memphis, in taking away their home game against Houston, giving them a Wichita State road, that ain't the same. That's Memphis's best chance, even having beaten Wichita State by 20 here, their best chance at the quad one was having Houston here.
Yep.
As opposed to being on the road. Again, Memphis 10-1 at FedEx Forum. You've taken that out of their hands. You give them a little bite of the cookie, tell them the Wichita State road game, here's your quad one. Man, it's not remotely the same. Kelvin had two on the schedule with Memphis. Memphis has room to reschedule. Houston does too, and they're saying no to that. It's ridiculous. The least Memphis should get out of this is two road games at Houston.
You know, like I said, I mean,
take away their home game.
I remember last February when Kelvin Sampson and Houston were here, you know, in Memphis, and Memphis got the win. Kelvin raved about Penny and the job that he's doing. Right, he was, overwhelmingly complimentary of Penny Hardaway. So I thought maybe if there was going to be a coach.
You feeling let down, I can tell.
If there were, I've lost.
You feeling let down by Kelvin. Okay.
I feel like Kelvin Sampson has done an about face. I feel like I have lost some respect for Kelvin.
I've been trying to tell you. Because he was going to protect his.
Well, it's respect to Memphis because he feels like Memphis will beat him. If they play twice, he feels like Memphis will beat him once. And he's got a great team, right? He's got a great team down there. But he feels like if he plays Memphis because of the talent that Memphis
even
has.
Even at home.
Yeah, he's worried about losing
Memphis. He's won 23 straight. That tells you everything you need to know about this.
But that is little solace for a team in Memphis that is trying to put together a resume here at the last hour.
Man, low-down scown. He had the big joker.
But.
Kelvin had the big joker, and he played it.
Here's the upshot. Here's the upshot for Memphis. Look, the challenge just got harder. There's no doubt. But if you can do it.
Tell him, Penny.
If you
because this is what's happening right now.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's the only thing
you're
that can happen.
You're talking to Boogie. You're talking to DJ. You're talking to Nolly right now. Go ahead, Penny.
If you go on the road to Wichita State and you go on the road to end your season at Houston and you go 2-0, you're in the tournament. I mean, that's what it comes. And I mean, that's what – because you have now – it's amazing. That game against Tulane was your last home game of the year. That was it. That's the last time you'll be at home.
It's a good thing they don't have any seniors, huh?
I mean, that would be so
They don't have
sad.
Any seniors, not even a walk-on senior?
I don't think so, no.
Because senior night is done. Senior night was Tulane. Just passed.
Am I saying that everybody's going to come back? Absolutely not. But do you have any seniors you would have a ceremony for? You do not. And so, I mean, if you can do that, you're in.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, a lot easier said than done.
Oh.
You're talking about finishing the game.
No,
may as well just pack up right now and leave. Go to Cincinnati at South Florida on Tuesday. You're trying to get in at Wichita State now, we think, on Thursday or Friday. I mean, what'd you move up South Florida for if you're not going to give Memphis something? And then you're at Houston to finish off the season. Then you go off to Dickies Arena down in Fort Worth, Texas. It's done here. The rest is on the road. And so what's they're saying, John? Road Warriors? That's what they're going to have to be at this point. Do I think they're capable of beating Wichita State on the road? And look, that hasn't been announced at this point yet, but we're all assuming it has to. If you've screwed Memphis like this, the least you could do is still give them a quad one opportunity at Wichita State. Plus, it seems like Wichita State believes that it's got a game with Memphis next week. Problem is, man, you're doing this on a road trip. Then you go down to Houston, John. It's what, the fourth one?
I mean,
one?
It's a lot to
the
ask.
The fourth
man.
One in a week's
it's
time?
It's a lot to ask.
On the road? That's a ton to ask, and you play your toughest one at the end of it, all of them on the road.
Kelvin Sampson, man. I got to tell you, Kelvin Sampson, I am.
Oh.
Why are you so scared, Kelvin? Kelvin, don't be scared, Kelvin.
Kelvin would tell you don't hate the player, hate the game is what he'd tell you. Be on top then, and you can make the calls, young man. That's what Kelvin would tell you, but I feel where you're coming from.
There we go.
I told you this was going to happen.
I smell.
He's a hoe.
I smell. Remember that song with who was that? Who was that?
Memphis is a threat. Told you.
It was 50 Cent and Tony Yayo, I think. I smell a cat. That's what I smell down there in Houston.
I mean, them losses to East Carolina, Wichita State down the stretch, I have a man a little shakier than he was early in the season.
Well, I said this yesterday on the show when we were starting to talk about this Carolina game he scheduled, this East Carolina game. First thing I said was, that's interesting. That's kind of could take away an opportunity. I mean, I said it.
Well,
you
I mean,
saw it when he did it.
Yeah, if you have...
What the hell are they doing?
If you're rescheduling if you're putting non-conference games in your schedule, then you should be forced to make up.
Yes.
Conference games that are in the contract.
He's a hoe.
I smell. Is that you, Kelvin? Is that you, Kelvin?
Man, Kelvin trying to go deep in the tournament. He ain't studying you, the AC, Memphis, no Penny, nobody. He had the big joker.
Well.
Low down, Scalvin.
The task just
you
got.
You could have played Memphis twice down there, though.
Well, maybe. I mean, is it?
Come on, man.
We don't know for certain that they won't yet, do we? We don't know for certain. We have our suspicions that they won't, but we don't know for certain. And all this, of course, we will retract if Kelvin Sampson grows some balls. But
unlike Penny, forget Wichita State. Give me the Houston game on Friday. We'll go down there and do it. I'm sure that's what he's yelling at Oresco and the rest of them. Because that's what we all should be yelling at him right now. You're going to take away my home game?
I lost a little bit of respect. I just lost a little respect, man.
We have a request out to the American for a last-minute interview. We'll see if Oresco
would love to hear how he justifies this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would love to hear how.
Like I said, it's not looking out for the bubble teams.
No, it's looking out for Houston, which needs no looking out for. They're a top 15
team. They're in. That's the problem. You're with two, three, four, whatever. For your conference right now, it's more important to get as many teams in the tournament as you can.
You're worried about being a one-bid league, but you're making decisions like a one-bid league. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
That's actually well said.
Anyway, we will continue to update you on this absolute screw job at the hands of Houston for the University of Memphis. Lots more to come. Grizzlies got a win over the Clippers last night. Always fun. We'll get into that. Rob Dosher will join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
One of the things I love about betting on basketball over at FanDuel is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. That's what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine those props. It's something I've had to learn about since it became legal back in November with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Can bet little, win big. It's a nice way to do it, especially for a guy like me, cheap guy like me, whatever you want to call me. I call myself frugal. It's called a same game parlay bet. You can only find them and FanDuel. You can find things like the money line, the point spread, but you can also first basket score if you want to. Ja Morant going to go over 17 points. Jonas Valanciunas is going to go over 18 points. Put them all together and you can win big. And right now, new and existing users, both of us, not just new users, can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. That's right. Every day you can do that once a day. That's why I bet on FanDuel, where they've always got the fastest withdrawals. That matters. You don't want to be waiting 2 days to get your money back in your account after you win. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try a same game parlay. Use the promo code, if you would, J Smith at sign up. It's promo code JSMITH. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
All 75 months at 3.04% Mirage MH00-2682, MSRP 16865, G4 MHF01572, MSRP 18360, Outlander Sport MU00-4915, MSRP 24740. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Ready, set, start your new year with a new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi on Covington Pike. Get the hatchback hero in 2021 Mirage, 12,342 or 129 a month. 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 41 MPG Highway, 13,997 or 149 a month. And jumpstart your journey in 2021 Outlander Sport, 17,938 or 199 a month. And these are not leases. You own your new ride. Plus, you get Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout-out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Unsolved Mysteries, the iconic television series, is now a podcast. All new mysteries of terrifying abductions, bizarre paranormal encounters, heinous killers, and unexplained deaths. Unsolved Mysteries is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Can one of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary in U.S. Wendy's.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I've known that I wanted to be a doctor since the age of 7. My grandfather asked me what I wanted to be, and I said a doctor. He was like, "You're kidding." Becoming a doctor is a major accomplishment, but to have your own practice is even bigger than that. For me to be my own boss and run it the way I want to, it was just amazing. It's been a very personal, step-by-step relationship with Triumph. There's definitely a difference when you're working with someone who understands what your goal is. I feel like Triumph had a lot of confidence in me. I want my patients to feel as if there is no other doctor on this planet that they should go to. And I want to be able to be there for them and help them to understand what's going on with their bodies. That's what doctors do. We're here to take care of patients. So when they think of Muse Primary Care, they should think that this is home. Tasha Meeks, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We can reenact things, extreme like BMXing. These boys in a BMXing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I want to be in that scene. Right, you want to be in this scene.
She all right, so here is the question. 535-376-535-ESPN. Are you surprised that Kelvin Sampson would do this? And do you think Memphis can do it? I mean, it's just that simple.
Now we've got to play that chip on the shoulder card. It's
535-ESPN. 535-376. You were asking sort of during the break, you know, what do you think Laird Veach had to say about this? Well, I mean, we'll find out. Obviously, I'm assuming very soon. But at the current moment, it sounds like he looked the guys in the eye and said, all right, guys, on to Houston. Looks like we're going to Houston. So, and again, there's not much you can do, right?
He's got there's a standard. I got the release. In a year full of challenges, we're greatly disappointed for our players and fans that our final home game of the season could not remain in Memphis. Laird Veach said this, especially in a statement, this is especially sad for our senior managers and students in band, cheer, and palm who will not be able to celebrate their last experience at FedEx Forum, obviously referencing something we've already talked about. Memphis doesn't have any senior players still for those. They're going to miss out. You did not expect Tulane to be your last one. It is important that we remain, I'll just finish up, it is important that we remain consistent to established conference protocols in similar situations, although I will admit to being very frustrated that a more creative solution could not be realized. Yeah, more creative, like Houston, give us two down there. Please know that great efforts were made to explore all alternatives, and we will continue to search for opportunities to compete in a fair and appropriate manner. He's admitting in there, in the quote, you can read between the lines, he's admitting they got screwed.
So this just came out?
In a release that came out a little earlier this 10:30.
Okay.
10:33. Got it from Memphis.
535-376-535-ESPN. How you feeling about the whole thing? We go to Melvin. Melvin, you're on.
Man, what's up, man? Man, that's some BS. I mean, I knew he was going to flex his muscle. If you a Memphis fan, you using this stuff coming out and being bad, but we always get the worst, you know, the deal. Well, you're like, man, what is always some comfort left field? Like, I mean, what'd they move to South Florida game? Well, you could have canceled South Florida. We could have just went to Houston if y'all trying to benefit the league. I mean, Houston's just trying to – they want to play all home games. They don't want to lose another game. I mean, they're running scared.
Exactly.
And I mean, they hurting themselves because you're limiting the team. Then you got a couple of teams on pause. And what are they – those teams are not able to match those games up. I mean, you're just trying to – mind give Houston to run away. He's trying to give – I mean, let him win the league. But, man, it's bad for Memphis, man.
It is. There's no doubt.
And
Melvin, appreciate the call.
Melvin's absolutely right. Not going to give – you don't want Memphis to play two Friday and Sunday. Houston won't play you twice there. It's too close, whatever. Man, take South Florida off the schedule for Memphis. Why they still got to play that game then?
That game does nothing for anybody.
Take that off the schedule. Why have Memphis still got to play that game? Then you're going out of your way to help Houston here. You're moving games around, that kind of thing, and then canceling one of Memphis's opportunities. Take South Florida off from Memphis and give them a chance there if you don't want Houston playing 2 and 3 days.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. 5-3-5. Kill South Florida.
3776-535 ESPN. Yeah, I mean, why is Memphis going to Cincinnati? You know, cancel that one. Exactly.
At this point, if you're really, truly trying to help bubble teams.
Yep. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Jay, how's your son liking his jersey?
He loves it, as a matter of fact. We're worried that it's going to be, we can wear it this year, next year. But he absolutely loves it. And listen, I never knew who sent it, so thank you very
much.
Yeah,
it's
a pleasure,
gave you
Kevin.
The, what was
never
this,
got
the Bears
to talk
one?
To you. Yes.
You're welcome. My wife ordered an adult, a child medium instead of an adult medium.
You got any Raiders jerseys over there?
I'm glad it fits him. Does it fit him?
It fit him perfectly. We very much appreciate it. We're hoping Miller stays with the Bears many more year, and he can wear it for a couple more years because it's a little bit big for him, so he can grow into it.
Kevin, do you have Top Shot?
Good.
You can give us any
I'm
Top
glad.
Shot? I'm kidding.
Now John's asking for Raider stuff, Kevin. Now, yeah. Don't feel obligated. Yeah,
watch him.
I used to drink down to the Four Van with Kenny Staler, but he never gave me an auto.
Right? Oh, man.
How you feeling about Memphis, Kevin?
I feel like y'all are just crying too much. Whoa.
Appreciate the passion.
I actually like the passion. I was going to say spirit. I'm kind of with y'all.
Let's get him in the locker room.
We got the number one defense in the country. You need to tell those kids we're going to go out there and just show them.
I like
Instead
it.
Instead of crying about who did this, who did that, put it on the court.
Like
man.
That.
Well, I appreciate it. They usually say we can't tell you how long to grieve, but he's probably right. At some point, you got to put your pants on, go play the games. But we needed a little time, Kevin, with all due respect. We need a little time to grieve here over Memphis getting screwed.
That's right.
Appreciate the jersey, though, brother.
Yeah. Jason, you have a Raiders jersey for me? What's going on, man? Jason,
we got you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My bad. Man, you know, it's Memphis versus everybody. And, I think, it's going to look better for us if we beat them on their court. You know, I mean, it's not a good look. For us, I mean, it feels like we're getting short end of the stick, but we just got to go out and win.
You know what?
Jason, thanks for the call.
These first two callers are probably right.
I'm like
curious to hear
dudes.
More, but at some point, you can't cry about it. You got to go out and do it. You might want to cue up that Gene Hackman old Hoosiers speech a little later on because I think that's what Penny's going to be delivering.
I think have we not sort of collectively moved on from Hoosiers, man?
No,
it's still a good one. Don't they play down at Grizzlies when you're in the key moments when everybody's everybody doing all the things, bro?
There have been a lot of basketball movies since Hoosiers.
That moment still times, and nobody believed they could win that game.
You think it's still timeless?
Nobody believed they could win that game, did they, bro?
Nope.
You think it holds up pretty well? Go to a Memphis City school, it looks just like Hoosiers.
No.
Let's go to Darion.
But we don't need that kind of speech.
Darion, you're on.
He said go to a Memphis school to look like Hoosiers. Oh, shout out to Cookie. How y'all doing,
What's
man?
What's up, man?
Man, what's up, brother?
I wonder where she is. I wonder how she feels about all this.
She probably teaches at that school that looks like Hoosiers. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe so.
So we're going to rock with it like this. Just a couple of things. I mean, you guys just saw Roy Williams say,
If he knew he was going to lose the game, he wouldn't schedule it. I'm the biggest Memphis homer, got Hardaway jerseys in my closet, but we did it to ourselves. I won't agree, but we did it to ourselves.
But Roy still played the game, though. He went and he played the game.
But at the end, you saw how passionate he was. He said, "Dadgummit, I'd have played the Lakers if I knew I'd have won it."
Of course.
If you knew you were going to win, of course you would play it.
But Darion, here's the point, though. The point is that you are conference mates, and the game was scheduled. It ain't like we're asking there to be a game that, you know, to be played that didn't exist. It existed.
This man is trying to win his tournament.
Now, I was saying that a week or two ago.
He can still win his tournament.
Trying to
make the deepest run he can. Protect his seed.
He's trying to win his tournament. He's trying to protect his seed. He's gotten through. Remember, this is Kevin Sampson, who just got his hot tushy off the hot seat. So he is relishing in his blessings and all of that other good stuff. That's what he's doing. He's trying to focus on the present. He's not worried about any of us. And my last thing is, I long for a Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green or Brown, whatever his name is, backcourt with Ja Morant. Please tank Grizzlies.
Oh, well,
I need Cade Cunningham.
That is a beautiful
thing. I'm with my boy. I need Cade Cunningham.
We appreciate it. I think that, unfortunately, after last night, I think that ship has sailed. But, Darion, thanks for the call, man.
They're just going to go out and whoop the Clippers.
Yep, 535-3776-535-ESPN. They are the best in the world.
Let's go to Brandon.
Brandon, you're on.
All right, John, this is going to pay me to say this, but in the words of Al Davis, being a Denver Broncos fan, I hate saying this, just win, baby. Go down there.
I like where I call
it. Go down there.
Yep.
And beat their heads in like a drum.
Okay.
We got games to focus on before this, but we're going to go down there. We're going to go to Houston. We're going to show Kelvin Sampson who the Memphis Tigers really are.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate the call.
You got any eligibility left, Brandon?
I appreciate
the
reference.
We may need you if we get in foul trouble.
Go Tigers, baby.
All right.
Look, I mean, all this sounds good.
Man, know that they're about ready.
Love our callers.
But Jason.
This is when Denzel looked back, man. He was holding the flag on the hill, and he looked back
good
at him. And
callers.
He said, let's go in glory.
You have not, you pointed
they're
out.
They're ready, man. They're ready to fight.
They haven't lost a game.
We're trying to go uphill.
Since Keloid played there.
That's not true. What? Keloid?
Yeah. Aubrey Coleman.
Stop it. They have not lost a game at home. You're exaggerating as usual. Since last year, Oklahoma State's been 23 straight since. It was early in the season, I believe, December 19th-ish. Been 13-0 this year.
535-3776.
These folks ready to fight.
535-ESPN. I appreciate it. Let's go to Zach. Zach, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's pretty
obvious, whether you're a Tigers fan or not, that we're getting screwed. But to be honest, it's just fuel for the fire, you know. If I were Penny, I'd run to the champs, tell them, look, they're out for us. And let's just show the world what we're made of. Let's lock in, win every single game. Who gives a damn who we're playing? We're Memphis Tigers.
Use it.
We're the best team in the nation.
Yeah.
That's how you have to approach these things. If you don't think you're the best or you can do it, then you're not. It's as simple as that.
Well,
you were pumping me up until you said best team in the nation.
So before we get to the rest of the calls, this is something that we need to do because clearly this is the mindset and the mentality of the University of Memphis fan base. We need to go through.
The passion is there.
We need to figure out the best pregame speech, man.
Because that's what I'm hearing from our callers. We're getting pregame speeches. What you would tell them?
Now your submission is white ass Hoosiers.
Well, I might be able to find more, but that came to mind. Yes, because again, nobody believed.
I got the winner.
You have the winner.
I got the winner
of pregame speeches.
Yes, I got the winner. I don't know if it's pregame, but it's like sports speech. I got the winner, man. But we can do this a little bit later since everybody wants
Rocky or something.
Everybody wants to be so fired up. I thought everybody would be like me and be crying, but everybody is fired up.
They're telling us, John, in their calls, it's time to stop crying already and use it as fuel for the fire.
Charlie, you're on.
Yep, same thing. What do you expect? Memphis never gets a break.
It's true.
Lace your boots up. They're going to need some help getting my boot out of that rear end, and that's just more fuel for the fire to get to the NCAA. They'll have a hard time saying no if they go down there and beat that butt.
You ain't lying. You win in Houston, you're in. Appreciate the
play
call.
Play the fight song.
There,
Charlie wants to hear the fight song,
folks,
Brad.
Folks are ready to go to war, man.
Call him.
You can't just
not tell him. Let's
Charlie,
go.
The fight song.
Charlie, I'm going to war with you, bro. I ain't going with these other people who are woe is me. I'm going with you.
When Charlie calls in and says he wants a fight song, you play it for Charlie.
Dude.
There you go.
Rack it.
There you go, Charlie. Thanks for being you, man. Have an amazing day.
Have a great weekend, Charlie.
Don't do it.
Don't be a winner, Charlie. Don't go woe is me.
535-3776-535-ESPN.
Winners
this
only.
This is actually changing my
winners
mood.
Winners only.
It's changing my mood,
we
John.
Have become a, like, this is like TRL now. You call it, you request songs, man. It's amazing.
Those
it's,
aren't 11-foot goals, men. Those are 10-foot goals,
they
just like
had
our
Brand
gym.
Fired there up. You go. He had that thing queued up. We ready
there
to fight.
There you go. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to, is this Brandon? Brandon, you're on.
Hey, man, how do we make this a home game? Everybody suit up in blue, and we drive down there with the Tigers, man.
Well, there is a thing that you may have heard about. It is called COVID. It is a novel coronavirus.
Well, we're going to wear our masks. We're going to have Memphis Tiger masks. Memphis Tiger masks show up. And we show up for our Tigers, man. Go Tigers, man. We're going to win this game.
Brandon,
we're going to win this game.
Thanks for the call.
We're going to need gas money.
It is in Texas. So you got a chance of at least half capacity in that building. It's Texas.
That's a good point.
You know, they do whatever the hell they want down there. Virus, no virus. That, you know, have a gun show before, whatever you want to do.
Check
we
how
go
many,
to,
while you're doing that, I'll check how many they had last night at West Kentucky.
Thank
West
you.
Kentucky.
Anthony, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Hey, man, I put it like this here, man. Look, complaining ain't going to solve nothing. Complaining
you're
ain't
right.
going to change nothing. At this point, man, we just got to light a fire under them guys' tail and, man, play some whoop that trick and go down there and serve Houston point blank.
Now, Anthony, I don't know if
this is a good pregame speech,
Anthony,
right here.
Anthony,
bottled this up.
Are you familiar with what happened yesterday with Mr. Potato Head? I don't think we live in a culture where you can chant whoop that trick anymore.
What happened with Mr. Potato Head?
Whoop them cougars.
There you go. I like it. We got to be more inclusive, Anthony. Thanks for the call. You can chant whatever the hell you want. You can chant whatever you want, Anthony. Who am I to tell you?
Appreciate you, bro.
Well, dig that. Chant it again, there, man. Whoop them tricks.
Yeah, man. Anthony, thanks for the call. No. Mr. Potato Head, they made it gender neutral, man. And then they
neutered Mr. Potato Head.
And then they retracted it after there was big blowback. But they
don't know what they want to do.
They made it Potato Head first, and then everybody was like, "No, you can't do that to Mr. Potato Head." Donnie, you're on.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Wow, right. One of the best. We go to
that's an error.
Face
on my
probably hit the.
We go to.
I apologize, brother.
We go
call
to
back.
Jason. Jason, you're on.
Hey guys, love your show. What I wanted to say is I'm from Kentucky, and as a Kentucky fan living in Memphis, nothing is bringing me more pure joy than y'all having this season. We having a terrible season. Damn it, y'all have a terrible season too.
Well, let's just get a game on the schedule then, Jason. How about that? Two turd bowls. How about that?
Listen, if we're going to be bad, then y'all going to be bad, too. And I'm relishing every moment of all the complaining going on. I'm having a ball.
How dare you?
Y'all sorry as hell, though.
They did just beat Tennessee by, like, 50.
But they still 8-13.
Look, y'all get a championship, and then we'll talk.
Give us a game.
That's the big joker.
All that talking. Let's play ball.
We got eight. Y'all get one, and maybe y'all can eat at the table. We'll put y'all at the kids' table for now, but we got eight. Y'all get one. Y'all can come to the big kids' table.
John, you can't let them talk to you like that.
Nah, there ain't much Memphis I can say. They haven't made a tournament.
I don't think any of us Memphis fans can say much in terms of championships, bro.
We're working toward it every single day.
We're getting screwed on a couple of them, though, bro.
We're working toward it every single day.
Appreciate you, Kentucky.
Thanks for the call. We go to Demetrius. Demetrius, you're on.
Hey, man, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Why should Memphis be in the tournament? Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Break it down, Demetrius.
If Memphis would control their ball, stop with all the foolish turnovers, would they be in this position to begin with?
Nope. They would not be in this position if they did that.
They would not be in this position. Last thing. Okay, I'm Penny Hardaway. Houston knocking on my door. I'm already locked in. What's my benefit in playing this game?
The league is supposed to be the shot caller, not the coach.
Okay, so why don't the commissioner step in and make this happen?
Well, that's what we're saying.
He's stepping in to protect Houston. He should and try to get
would you
as
agree
many
with that,
as you can.
Demetrius, would you agree he needs to step in and force Houston to play the game that was scheduled and lost?
I would agree with that. But again, this fall on Penny, because you need to learn. You need to tell your team, quit with these foolish turnovers and get it done.
But I appreciate the call. But I would counter that with Memphis is the team that's playing better of late.
You're punishing them now with Houston having lost recently to East Carolina and Wichita State. You are punishing a Memphis team that's looking better. Yes, they're still turning the ball over, but they're playing better, certainly, since the two losses to Tulsa. They're getting punished for Houston's trip-ups here at the end. Memphis getting punished not having the two games. So that's the bottom line you say to that. You can't say Memphis dug itself a hole that it's not trying to dig itself out of now.
Yeah.
Houston's the one that's dug itself more of a hole when it comes to seeding here with these last couple of losses, and yet they're not punished for that at all.
Yep. Let's go to Donnie.
We're held accountable.
Donnie,
take two. Donnie, you're on.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother? Gotcha.
I think y'all stayed on the phone with the Kentucky fan way too long. But anyway.
That was Jason. Jason's always so nice to these folks, man.
I swear, he's a gentleman.
You know,
but
man of God.
I think Kelvin Sampson has awakened a sleeping giant, baby.
I hope so.
You know?
Yeah.
If we go down there and we play our best game and they play their best game, we should win by 20.
Wow.
Damn.
That's how I see it.
Donnie, thanks for the call.
We play our best, and they play their best.
Now, their best last night, they held West Kentucky to 19 points, and West Kentucky beat Memphis.
Bring it.
Okay. All right.
Bring it.
This is, by the way, Donnie Mars. Donnie, are you down there in South Haven? What are you doing?
I am actually on my lunch break over here in Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Was that cool for Brad to just expose your identity like that?
No, this guy, he has a band. He's
me and
a local.
Way back.
He's a local famous legend.
He does have a distinct voice.
He's a musician.
Donnie,
where are you playing? Like, real plug for your band. What's your band doing?
Well, my band is playing this Sunday. We're doing a benefit over at the big 10th inning for our friend Missy Cates, who is battling cancer.
Oh.
So we're having a big benefit Sunday if everybody wants to come on out. Music starts at 11:30. And goes to about 6 o'clock.
There you go. Donnie, thanks
beautiful
for the call.
Thanks, Donnie.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate
for her. Appreciate
535-377-6535 ESPN. How you feeling? We go to Hunter. Hunter, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Hunter?
Good. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I am a lifelong Tennessee fan. And I've grown up here in the Memphis area. But it's easy to hate on Memphis as a Tennessee fan. It's easy to have that hardship in there. But with everything Memphis is going through right now, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I am pulling 100% for Memphis to pull this off over this next week and a half.
Wow.
I think it's stupid what's happened. I'm really hoping they pull it off. And I agree. I think it was Demetrius that said, if they can stop turning the ball over, they're in a great spot. If they can stop turning that ball over, the defense is so good.
Yep.
I feel like in ways they have it more figured out than our Vols do over there right now.
Wow.
But I'm hoping they get it done. I really am.
Hunter, appreciate the call. I mean, what
a
development.
Appreciate the Vol love.
It's bringing Kentucky fans in. It's bringing Tennessee fans in. I mean, it's just kumbaya now because Memphis is getting screwed.
Yeah, but Kentucky was still hating, though.
You have some people that – we have a lot of listeners. You guys know this. Obviously, most of them are Memphis fans. But there is that sword-edge fan who listens with a certain sort of passion and smile on their face as they hear this news and these Memphis fans calling in that their big orange coats on and their big blue, we are in an SEC conference and we get multiple cracks at this thing, you know, much like Duke snaring their way into the damn tournament. If they're on the bubble, they're in, you know, like that's the other thing.
What I have learned today is that Memphis fans don't want to sit up here and cry this
time. That's right.
I love that.
They don't want to whine about
Kelvin. Part of this
whole segment. They're ready to play this thing out.
Damn right.
They think the team's playing well. They think they got a pretty good shot. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm with you on that. I love
it. A passion and a fire. That's what I'm learning today.
Yep. Last word on this, we go to Stefan. Stefan, you're on.
I only have one thing to say. Tigers, prepare for glory. This is Memphis!
Maybe there we should have a pep segment.
There you go, man.
Brother, I could feel that in my bones.
That's right. Appreciate the call, man. Well, I will tell you, I expected one thing, and I got another completely.
They told us to turn the page, didn't they, John?
Because, look.
They're ready to fight. Have you seen Denzel and Glory? It's giving me goosebumps. You need to watch the scene.
But that was from
what 300. Year was that? 1980 what?
That was from 300. That wasn't Denzel and Glory.
Don't they die in 300? Well, they die in Glory too.
I think they die in every movie. Man. They die.
At the end, Matthew is literally buried on top of Denzel. But they fought like men.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Penny is going to be playing scenes from that movie.
Give him hell, 54.
We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Give him hell, 54. Yeah.
Give him hell, 54.
That's
man.
What they said is those men went out to a certain death.
Is that what happened in Memphis?
You couldn't do nothing but pray the Lord.
No,
That's what Penny's going to do with these four. They're going to get them on the road. They're going to go.
I don't know if I can laugh at this. It's a hell of
a
thing.
You probably shouldn't because, John, they died.
Right. Well, I will tell you.
I can do the old movie references.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the moxie that this fan base is showing.
You feel it?
I can feel it because, look, we are not a fan base that is afraid to complain when things are going against us. They happen quite a lot.
We're used to getting screwed, but we're more used to rolling our sleeves up after the screwing and getting back to work. And I think that's the passion that we felt from the people of Memphis right there and beyond,
yeah.
In fact.
JJ tweets that DJ Paul is better than DJ Screw. Now, DJ Screw is a legend. Was a legend, I guess you'd say.
DJ, you know what parts you're in? You're in Memphis, Tennessee. So DJ Paul, trump card there, bro. DJ Paul like Kelvin Sampson right there.
But DJ Screw was ahead of his time, though. I mean, you would agree with that, right?
Paul Dwayne Beauregard, fool. DJ Paul, never forget.
Oh, man. Anyway, there you have it. That's the latest with Memphis basketball. We'll keep you posted if the AAC decides to release a statement at any time. That would be nice, Mike.
Let's get Oresco on the phone.
We'll come back. Grizzlies got a win against the Clippers last night. That is always fun. Speaking of whoop that trick.
Yes, sir.
We will get into that. Rob Dosh are going to join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
One of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. You can combine the money line, over, under, and player points, and more, all for a big win. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back every day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. I've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook all season long, and it's my go-to betting app because of the easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to withdraw process with a safe and secure login. They have new boosts and specials every single day and week. For example, just last week you could bet on LeBron and Embiid to combine for 60 points at +250. It's the easiest win I've ever had. It's like they're giving away free money over on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and try same game parlay and use my promo code Connor, CONNOR, at sign up. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 929FM ESPN.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in March. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. Must mention this promotion and be treated in March 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Go to LASIK.com for details.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Chrissy is refinancing her home, so she shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting her up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision she'll never regret, unlike wearing tap shoes to a surprise party.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to find the perfect hiding place.
Pretty regrettable, Chrissy. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 116.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Are you struggling with hypertension? Are you unable to reach your target blood pressure with your current medications? If so, you may have treatment-resistant hypertension, a condition where medication no longer helps lower blood pressure. Olive Branch Family Medical Center is conducting a clinical research study called the Brighton Study to see if a new investigational drug can help. If you're unable to reach your target blood pressure with current medications, you may qualify for the study. To learn more, call Olive Branch Family Medical Center and ask for research at 662-895-4949.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast, and they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Hi, I'm JT Young, President and CEO of MLGW.
And I'm Jeff Lyash, CEO of TDA. When severe winter weather struck the South and our region last week, the employees of MLGW and TDA, working in partnership, maintained the safe, reliable power Memphians expect and deserve.
Our employees worked around the clock to keep the lights on in the communities of Memphis and Shelby County. We thank the employees of MLGW and TDA for their preparation and hard work.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Now, back.